PM Sports Page continues talking with our Jet Physical Therapy Cross Country Athlete of the Week. Good to be joined by Washington's Evan Horrock this week. Evan, congratulations. Thanks for joining me here today.
Yes, thank you. Thanks for having me. It's a great program to be a part of. So.
Well, Evan, it was a fantastic week for you. You picked up your first and second meet win of your career last week. It started at Mount Pleasant. Encore performance last night in the home meet. Let's start Mount Pleasant, Evan. After the race, once you realized you were first place, that had to feel pretty special.
Yeah, it did. It always feels good. I was happy with my race. I ran a good, clean run. Just always happy to finish. Had a pretty solid time that I was happy with as well. But, yeah, it gave me certainly a good confidence boost coming into our home meet this next week. So, yeah, I was happy with it.
Mm-hmm. And what was your game plan yesterday? You know, your home crowd. You know it's a hilly course. What was the game plan, and how were you able to execute last night?
Okay, so the week before we ran hills, so we had a nice hard hill workout to really prepare us for this meet. I knew I had to go out hard and get the lead early, and so that's exactly what I did. It was nice having Lance Zabowski up there with me for that first mile or so. I think we had a couple other guys on our tail, and then eventually I was kind of able to peel off and just had to really tackle those hills. You know, just kept telling myself everybody's struggling through this, so you just got to keep pushing through it. Yeah, I was able to come away with the win, so it's pretty big.
So many good finishes for you so far this year. What's made you so successful thus far?
It's got to just be staying with it. You do have those bad meets, and you do just want to get down on yourself, but you got to stay with it, and you got to just keep telling yourself, as long as you give it your 100%, there's nothing to be disappointed about. And that's really been my motto, or the thing I tell myself for every meet for the past 6 years of running cross country. As long as I give it my 100%, I'll have nothing to complain about. So that does me well coming into each and every meet, knowing that I'm going to lay it all out there.
Absolutely. So, well, Evan, let's talk about the team, you know, coming off a tie for second place yesterday. How do you think the team is improving throughout the season?
Oh, gosh. Our team is certainly improving. Obviously, we have Lance right behind me, who's pushing me, and then we have Elijah Morris and Justin Simmering that are running side by side as well, and they're improving each and every meet, kind of getting the feel of how a 5K works. So, and then we have Matt Collins coming in, always strong, always consistent. We got a strong pack. Practices, we're all able to run together, well, seven or eight of us up in the group pushing each other, and it's really working out well. And I think we're hoping to see a pretty fun end of the season.
And we're just a few weeks away from that
postseason.
You know, you're looking to get back to the state meet 2 years in a row. How can the experience of last year help you in hopes of getting back there this year?
I know what to expect this time. I know most of the competition I'm going to see. And, again, I know what I have to do. Just lay it all out there. And hopefully I should be fine. But, we're getting to that point of the year. Got to keep pushing. Got to keep staying healthy, stretching. Yeah, hopefully I'll be back there at the Fort Dodge come November.
Mm-hmm. Evan, as with everyone knows, summer is a big point for cross country wise. Just kind of take me through what your summer looked like. How were you able to pile up the miles?
Yeah, certainly. So June, actually, I came off with a bad knee injury that took me out most of June, and maybe the first week of July I was kind of able to start getting back in it, but the time that I couldn't run, I hit the weight room, really did a lot of upper body, and then come July, start pulling in some of those miles, but as well lifting legs when I could, keep you strong. But yeah, July, was able to get back in the groove, and then August, still keeping on it, and then practice starts halfway through August. So, it was nice to get back with the team and get back running with some of our friends. So
yeah, for sure. Coach Stephanie Hayworth, of course, she's been around your entire high school career.
Yeah.
What do you like about Coach Hayworth as the head coach of the Demons?
Oh, she knows how to push you. She knows how to push you, and that's what I love about it. She keeps everybody in check. And, again, she has so much experience that you can always rely on her, which is great. So.
Mm-hmm. Some fun questions here for you, Evan, rapid fire. Do you have a favorite course that you've ran on and why?
Oh, Gotta say Fairfield. It's fairly flat, but there's still a couple of hills that I can use to my advantage. I just love running the backstretch in the forest, and I've had great luck there my past 4 years in high school. So that one always comes across to me as my favorite.
Mm-hmm. We got to hear your secret food. What's the pre-race meal before every race?
Pasta. Every night, my mom will cook up some pasta. Couple big old glasses of chocolate milk, and then come lunchtime, she just go with a peanut butter jelly sandwich. Go conservative on it, play it safe. But yeah, I don't know if there's anything special to that, but it's working.
There you go. Do you have a cross country role model?
Before, as an underclassman, freshman sophomore year, I always had my brother to look up to, and he was always there to take me through the routine and how to race. And now I just have some friends that. Out of school who are faster than me, who I look up to them and kind of stay in contact with them and what they're doing. And I try to be that same role model for our underclassmen and our team, kind of lead the way and show them how it's done. But yeah.
Let's get outside of cross country a little bit. Of course, last mm-hmm. week was homecoming, and you were part of the homecoming court. What was that experience like all week long?
I had a great time with that. We had an absolutely fantastic court. But yeah, I had an absolute ball with homecoming. The dance was a lot of fun. I got to admit, my legs are pretty tired. But yeah, I had a great homecoming week. It's kind of a parade got rained out, but I can't complain. Had a great time.
So you're saying you can bust a move?
Yes. Yeah, sure.
What's the go-to dance move then?
Well, I really don't know. I just kind of move my arms in a motion. And a lot of jumping around, a lot of waving my arms.
You just kind of go for it.
I just go with it.
There you go. I saw some unique costumes you were wearing as well. Can you explain what you were doing with that?
Yeah, I have a lot of fun with dress-up days, too. I think Monday was USA Day. Tuesday was pajama day. I dressed up in a big old chicken onesie thing, which I had a lot of fun with. And then Wednesday with Decade Day, little throwback 80s outfit of my dad's that I was able to bring out of the closet. On Thursday, I wore a ghillie suit, basically looked like a big old bush or Chewbacca. Shot some weird looks, but it was fun.
Well, let's look forward here, Evan. Of course, a lot of months away from graduation, but do you kind of know what you want to do next fall?
Yeah, I'd like to go into something engineering, I think of mechanical engineering. I've got a couple of universities in my own state, University and then Purdue University, but that could change. I'm not sure. Looking to run. I'll keep it up as a hobby. But, I don't know if I'd like to do it in college. Maybe have a little off time for that. But we'll see.
Mm-hmm. And why mechanical engineering?
I've always liked just building stuff. I can thank Legos for that when I was in like second grade. And it's super broad. I can do anything with it. I can go into the business side of it. So.
Good stuff. Let's close things out here, Evan. Our sponsor, Jet Physical Therapy, prides mm-hmm. themselves on the motto, movement is your medicine. So how do you use that motto to prepare for a race?
Yes, stretching. Do it every night before I go to bed. And again, come race day, students will probably catch me doing it in class. Obviously, doing it before the meet, constantly stretching. Jet does a great job. Looking at our athletes, again, it's a free program to come in the mornings to get checked out. It's a great resource that we're able to use. Mm-hmm. So, hats off to them. They do a great job.
Well, Evan, congratulations on the wins, and best of luck the rest of the year.
Yep, thank you.
That's Evan Horak, a senior at Washington High School, this week's Jet Physical Therapy Cross Country Athlete of the Week. We'll close things out next on the PM Sports page. You're listening to AM FM KCII.